Harp music this time on Culturefile from Kinshasa. Sowa Sowa is a Ugandan composer and musician who'd like you to get to know the Adungu and even the Janzi, the first being a traditional harp, the second a brand new invention he created to make traveling easier on Ugandan musicians. From his studio in Kinshasa, he gave Culturefile's Louise McMahon an extremely socially distanced demo of his creation.
My name is Sowa Chidianga James, Jr., but most people know me as Sowa Sowa. And I'm from Uganda, Kampala. This is the Janzi, an instrument I designed. Probably the first patented instrument from Uganda. Well, the word Janzi comes from a Janzi, which is a Chiganda word. I come from Buganda. Buganda as the dominant tribe in Uganda. So a Janzi is a grasshopper or a locust that flies. Janzi is a 22-string instrument. I play tuned in the diatonic scale and pentatonic scale. It has two sides. The diatonic, which sounds like, so those are 11 strings on my left. If I'm playing, let's say one chord, I use the three fingers. And that happens going down as that's my one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's how it sounds like. And I have the pentatonic on my right, which we normally use with our Ugandan instrument, which sounds like. On my left, I normally use the three fingers. On my right, I use the two, but I can use the three as well. Yeah.
Okay, so you're using your thumb and your index finger.
Yes.
And then on the other side, you're using?
I use my thumb, the index, and
and the middle finger.
Yeah, that's what I use. So what I do is I play chords mostly on my left. And I do the improvisation on my right, which would sound like. But with the Adungu, if you Google the Adungu that has is in two same shape, it's only one side. But on this one, it's when I have to improvise, my notes are a bit more than what you would play, and the movements are more flexible. In 2014, I was at Copenhagen Airport, and I remember we were flying to Switzerland, and we had trouble having this Adungu. Making the Adungu, we use wooden pegs or nails. So this Adungu had nails. Which nails were considered a threat, and we were stopped. We had to explain. They said, no, we can have it. We'll give it to you when we land, which was okay for me. It was embarrassing. It was very embarrassing because this is an instrument that carries so much value to me. From home, I bring it to the world. But at the same time, I had to accept reality that this instrument is actually a threat. I thought, okay, maybe this is going to happen tomorrow someday, that someone else, or not me, is going to be stopped and asked questions because of the kind of material that is used. So one morning, I woke up. I had an Adungu myself that was broken. The neck was broken, and I wanted to fix it. So I called the carpenter and asked him, can you find a neck to replace this that is broken? He said, yeah. So he goes to pick a tape measure. But when he came back, I told him, I don't think I want to fix the Adungu. I'm actually going to create, or I'm going to build a new Adungu, which I did with him and amplified it, tried everything. And I called him, I told him, come, let's check out what we've made. And from that point, I thought, okay, if I can develop this into a beautiful Adungu, I think I can build something. The world knows a lot about West Africa, but the world does not know so much about where I come from, Uganda, East Africa, in terms of music. I was challenged when I met a gentleman in a music store in Germany who asked me what I was doing there, and I said, I'm a musician. And he asked me, what do you play? I said, instruments like the Adungu. I said, what's that? He said, I told him, it's a Ugandan harp. He said, oh, you mean the kora? I said, no, it's a hatched harp from Uganda. So we had to Google for him to see. And he said, no, I don't know that, but I know the kora. So in my understanding, I thought, okay, it is my responsibility to make sure that we get to know about the Adungu and now the Janzi, that all these instruments fall into the harp family. Recording the album, it was more about dancing, but also I was focusing on introducing some of the sounds from Uganda. The Janzi, I am the one that plays it alone, but it doesn't really make much sense that you made an instrument and you play it alone. You have to share with the world.
She used to tell me I had this song while in the womb of my mama. Amazing, made me kick while in the womb of my mama. Hey, yeah. Oh, she used to tell me I had this song while in the womb of my mama.
Sawa Sawa there on the Janzi, and his album Envar Kala, Grooves from Kampala, Uganda, is out on Arc Music.